Brian Leggett from Taree, the CEO of Taree, has joined us on the line. G'day, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Very, very well. What's happening today?
Oh, beautiful day at downtown Taree, or Pushstone Drive Racecourse.
Beautiful.
We had 50 mil of rain up until Friday, and Friday afternoon wasn't looking real good, but the last 2 days have been fantastic, lovely sunny and a bit of wind, so it's just taking that bit of dampness out, so we're upgraded to a heavy nine, so it should be a great day. It's a beautiful day here now. Yeah.
A heavy nine. Have you got one for our listeners?
No, Terry, I had a busy day yesterday, so I haven't had a real chance to look through the form, but some of the local trainers have been going very well of late. So
all right.
The old horses for courses sometimes.
Good on you, Brian. All roads lead to Taree this morning on a heavy nine.
That's it, but we might hope for an upgrade, but we'll see what happens as the day goes on.
Okay, so the weather is fine there. That's the good news.
Beautiful.
Yeah, which is good. So hopefully with some a little bit of warmth in that sunshine, we might get an upgrade. Good on you, Brian.
Thanks, Terry.
Brian Leggett, the CEO of Taree, joining us. We're going to be taking your thoughts on 13 53 53. For our best caller or our best text message, we will get you out a $50 voucher, courtesy of tab.com.au. I mentioned that La Armistad Dino, a $41 chance in the Melbourne Cup. There aren't too many 3,200-metre races at Flemington, although she's undefeated there, and so too is the three-quarter sister in a horse called Maccabi Diva.
TK, it's $41 to make the field for mine.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what we normally sort of talk about, isn't it?
Yeah. She's, I think the Hawks stable mentioned, she's old-school Melbourne Cup chance of 20 years ago. She'd have been a chance.
Yeah, that's right.
A brew, a what a nuisance. Those sort of horses, but they don't quite measure up now. But you know, she stays really solidly, and she did a good job for them on Saturday. But we're a different league in the spring.
Yeah, and Duff, this time last year, I think the corresponding weekend, she actually won the Mackell Cup, and that's what made her the Melbourne Cup favourite.
It certainly did. You know, in retrospect, we can see how some of these markets overreact at this time of year, and as soon as something wins, they're kept very safe until the market stabilises again. So, was a good win Saturday, but look, she, as Dino said, it's a Melbourne Cup's a wishful thinking.
It's just a completely different race now, Dino, isn't it? The Cup.
It is. Look,
God knows. I mean, even those top ones we see in the top five currently in the market, you know, if they make it, but we could have a completely different top five come that first Tuesday in November.
The Melbourne Cup winner of today sprints like a sprinter.
Yeah.
Like when they let him go, like protectionists, like when they let him go last year, I mean, he just flew past them. You know, it's the turn of foot these other horses have, isn't it, Dean? At the end of the 2 mile, how quick they can go.
Yeah, it certainly is, Alan. And yeah, look, I actually think a lot of people say it's the international. I think we changed the trend with horses like Saintly and Might and Power winning it.
Yeah.
I think they were absolute A-grade stars. And from there, the international invasions it developed it further. But I think the prototype was changed when horses like Saintly and Might and Power won the Cup.
Yep. Well, we've got Hartnell at $16 to win the Cup. Sign Off, $16. A Protectionist, $18. Jeez.
I'd be very wary of Sign Off. He had a little setback at the end of the preparation. He was going to have two runs. He only had one. So I'd be very wary at this stage of any horse in that market.
I know they're our parent company, but I could not advise anybody, not even the mother-in-law, to be opening the purse strings yet.
Not at this stage.
It's funny, isn't it? Delicacy, there you talk about horses winning, Duff. Delicacy's there in the market at $26. That's probably on about the fifth line.
What price have us done?
And she's not even getting ready.
Well,
she's not even getting ready for the spring.
That's right.
Delicacy.
Yeah, so she's. I think Bob's come out on an interview and said, look, it's all too hard for her. We'll worry about the summer in Perth.
Yep. Good old Red Cadeau still there, $26.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, exactly. Let's start taking your calls on 13 53 53. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Danny. Listen, I was just a query about Barra Miller in the last race on Saturday. I know that Chris Waller was talking to Ron on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And he said if Barra Miller happens to win, you can thank one of his stable hands.
Yep.
Because he said you know, this is the one to run out of his three. So he scratched his other two and he run Berramilla. And I'd just like to say, well, that was good tipping.
He come on and he said, Liam Pryor's, he fancies himself as a good judge, Liam Pryor.
Oh,
he,
come
and he is after Saturday. He says, Liam's best bet of the day is, I said, Berramilla. He's the one, only horse in the whole stable out of those 500 runners he had. He said, that's the one he wants to back. So from now on, every time we get Chris on, we're going to have the Liam Pryor.
It was $18.
Yeah, I think it was 26 earlier in the week. Others, obviously, there would have been deductions.
You know what will happen
no,
next
so
time,
you'd be
don't
complaining,
you?
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. So the Liam Pryor best bet of the day is will hopefully become a regular occurrence on Sky Sports Radio on Saturday morning when Chris Waller comes on, and we'll get a sponsor for that, maybe the Soup Kitchen or something.
All right, so his career as a male model has been put on hold again for Liam.
Yeah, he's a tipster now.
All right, okay, fair enough.
Anyway, I'd just like to say it was really good tipping, and if you're giving me that $50, you can stick it on his tips for the next 5 weeks for us.
Well, there you go.
Let it ride.
Good on you, Barry.
Yeah, let it ride.
You know what?
Cheers, mate.
You're in the draw, so you're a starter. You can win it. The $50 voucher.
I think Barry will be cashing out of the first four win.
Yeah, you probably won't be winning it, but you know, you're in the race. Hello, Don. Good morning.
How are you? I'm just wondering. I'm from Dubbo, and there was a very successful businessman who was the president, and his wife's a hobby trainer. They've got two horses in work, and I'm just wondering why racing don't want them sort of people involved in it on committees or executives.
Sorry, Don, what's your point? Why do they want them involved or why don't they want them involved?
Why don't they? Why can't they be president of, you know, the turf club there?
I don't know. Are they not...
He's a registered strapper or stable hand, but he's had to... they've told him to finish up because he's registered. And he's the president of the club.
Okay, so he's already the president of the club. And because he wants to take out a strapper's license...
No, he's already got one.
Okay, and now it's a conflict, is it?
Yeah, well, John Massara, isn't he? He's a breeder. He's got to be registered. He's got to be registered, and he's the chairman of Racing New South Wales, isn't he?
I don't know whether you are registered as a breeder, are you?
I'm not quite sure, mate. But anyway, why are they trying to turn people in the country away from them?
I don't know, Don. I'm unaware of that rule.
Well, three people resigned from the board out where I come from straight away from it, of course of it.
Okay, because they're registered as a licensed person.
He's registered, and the other two left because of what happened.
Oh, okay. All right.
Someone in racing give me a phone call or explain to people why. Thompson had to hand in his trainer's license because of the same reason. He's the president of Goldville.
Okay. All right. We'll try and find out from New South Wales Racing.
Righto, thank
you. Okay. Good on you. Thank you, Don. Any ideas?
Just not enough information there. I didn't really understand the call. I don't know what it's all about, so I've really got no comment.
It sounds like if you're a licensed person, you can't be a member of a committee.
So didn't they know he was licensed?
I don't know. It's interesting. Mate, back to that Doomben 10,000. What sort of... going forward, Alan... there were so many eye-catching runs, really, in the end. It looks like Boban's not going to the Stradbroke.
Well, he probably won't because he only got there by a narrow margin on Saturday, and then he's got to go to the handicap, so that makes it difficult. He's going to get 58, 59 or something, then you're going to have Najum running around with about 50 and a half or something, and Lamosti wouldn't get a lot of weight, I wouldn't think. So Charlie Boy's run was good from the bad gate. General Ife finished it off all right. Sacred Star might be the improver because he missed that run, but you know, that was just another example. Like, if you're trying to win Group 1 races and you miss a run in your preparation, you very rarely ever win the race. Strakandy, I think, ran the race that we probably thought it would, got found out at the finish. I thought Watson was disappointing. Scissor Kick, I know he
was disappointing.
He was trapped a bit wide.
Strakandy was disappointing. Scissor Kick was disappointing.
I thought Bring Me the Maid was okay. I'll tell you the horse that ran a good race, Flamingo Star.
Watch out for him in the spring.
Now, that's that import for Chris, isn't it, Flamingo Star?
Yeah. But, you know, Boban, if he went to the Stradbroke under handicap conditions, could he win it? You got to keep telling yourself with him. I mean, you look at all the others and you say, well, how many Group 1 races have they won? And he's won four of them. I mean, didn't stop horses like Campaign King winning with big weights, and I think... You know, those good horses can get it. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Waller had to throw up the stumps, particularly when he looks at the rest of them and sees how many group ones have won between them compared to his horse.
And probably considering the stage of the preparations he's at. He's only had one run back and he's fit and well now. So
he normally goes well second up, I think, Boban.
He's usually better second up than first up.
Well, he's come a long way at Doomben's in the first day they took him there when he ran off the track and nearly didn't finish behind Hossam Moore.
That's right.
He's come a long way around the old Doomben track since then.
Really, the only horses out of that race that you could consider for the Stradbroke are obviously Charlie Boy, who's just amazed me. He's just obviously it's the gelding that's worked with him. He looks an absolute treat. Generally, he's low flying. Neudart's always a knockout chance, and then you've got horses like Rock Sturdy, who I thought got held up on the inside there, and he'll really appreciate getting back to a handicap.
He was all right.
Yep, and Bring Me the Mate if it becomes wet. Little case for big money to run well as well, but they're the only ones I could tick off there.
I've got a question for Dina. Dina, with Lamosti when she gets here, 1350 around Doomben, got to go the reverse way. Where do you think in a race like a Stradbroke, if she got a run, where do you think she'd be in the run?
Oh, depending on the draw, she could be anywhere you wanted her to be. Else, she's got enough speed to be first five or six if she drew well. She could use a good draw. We saw when she won that Phillies Classic on Cox Plate Day. They didn't go hard, and it was a mile, but she cruised outside the lead. She's done that, you know, even early in her career. So, she's got enough speed to be prominent.
Well, I think Robert's pretty keen on running her, isn't he?
Oh, he wants to run. He's just got to get a run.
Yeah, that's right. So there's only the two group ones left for her, and she's won a group two. So the only way she can improve her value, apart from prize money, but her value as a mare is to win a group one. And she's got this one, which would be a beauty, the Stradbroke. And the other one, of course, is the Tats Tiara, which would be the easier option. But two goes is better than one go, Dino.
Oh, for sure, TK. And if she gets in the field, look, I'd just rate her more highly than Shrikandi last year. I think she's a better horse than Shrikandi. So I think if she can get in the field, she'll be mighty hard to beat.
The trick is that there's instead of 18, there's only 16 this year with Doomben that get in. So there's two less spots there this year. So, and someone did say to me on Saturday, I think after the they think once the weights come out, she's going to be around about number 26 or something, and usually that gets you in a field with the drop-off rate.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll see.
You've got to remember the QTC Cup's a ballot free race on Saturday.
True.
Is that the one that no horse has ever won the QTC Cup and then gone on to win the Stradi?
That's it.
Year because it's at the Stradi's at Doomben. It's something different.
Yeah, it could be. When you look at the ballot free races for the Stradbroke, they're interesting. You obviously got the Doomben 10,000, the QTC Cup. You now got the Fred Best Classic, so Najum is in the race if they want to pay up, which is good. You got the BTC Cup, you got the Goodwood, you got the TJ Smith in Sydney, you got the Newmarket, and the two interesting ones are the Telegraph, the New Zealand Telegraph, and the Western Australia Winterbottom. Mm. They're ballot free for the Stradbroke, those races.
Okay, all right. We'll take a short break, then come back with your calls, John and Mark.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to be part of the New South Wales racing industry.
It's Pasadena Girl drawing alongside Street Rapper and Pasadena Girl, the favourite too good. I can say I hope it will be
worth what I give up. Every Wednesday at 9:30 on Racing HQ, get the vital information for the feature midweek meeting. Tips, markets and interviews. All you need to back a winner in 30 minutes. Your special New South Wales Thoroughbred Preview. Wednesday mornings at 9:30 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Alan Denham at Wyong will train the rising two-year-old bay filly by the champion sire Mossman, 70% winners to runners. This is the second foal of the Redoute's Choice mare, Recurrent. She's Bob's qualified, $1,900 for your 1/20th share, $150 a month covers costs. She has an exclusive lifetime free replacement. Call Shelley or Rod on 0352749171. See the website hancox.com.au, AFS license number 227365.
You're listening to Punters Postmortem. Have your say. Call us on 13 53 53, SMS 0419 767 272, or send us a tweet at Sky Sports Radio 1.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Duff and everybody.
G'day, John.
Hey, John.
I wanted Glenn Munsey, but he's not there today. Now, what happened? Maybe Ronnie can answer this one for me.
Yep.
I put a bet on Friday afternoon for Saturday. It was in Melbourne. For Saturday was Marwood. Mm-hmm. So it was third or fourth scratching. A third or fourth...
emergency.
Yes, correct. And when I heard the scratchings on Saturday morning with the big bloke, Hoss, it was scratched.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, well, that's $10 because I'll get me money back.
Yeah.
So when I went down on Sunday to collect, it was nil pay. Anyway, I asked the girl at the Hotel Murrayville about it, and she said, oh, the rules have changed. I said, oh, I didn't see in the paper about it. Nothing about it. Can you, Ronnie, can you say when that was changed, the rules?
You back an emergency and it's scratched, you get your money back.
I would expect that you would get your money back then.
You've still got your ticket there, John?
No.
Oh, geez.
Yeah,
it's John, if it's final field.
It was scratched, Dino, wasn't it?
It was scratched, yeah. All I was going to say is, did you check the ticket to make sure you're on Marwood? Because that's the only reason.
Yeah, I did check it.
Yeah,
and it came up when I put it on the tab, which a point.
And you had it on Friday, John? You didn't have it on Wednesday?
No,
well,
there was
before.
No pre. It was only a 78 benchmark.
There you go. Yeah. So
it came up nil pay, so.
You should have got your money back, John. If you're on Marwood, you should have got your money back.
Anyway, I just. It was informed that the rules have changed, sir.
No. Not that I know of, John. It's a shame you didn't keep that ticket, John.
No.
Still, if we all kept all the tickets, we
thought... I'd have enough to go into shred of paper business.
Geez, I can't help you, John.
Okay, Terry, thanks for your help.
Sorry about that, mate, but, yeah, you should have... Yeah, we're scratching even...
Can't imagine that happening.
No. Okay, hello, Mark. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How you going, guys?
Good, thanks, Mark.
Yeah. That's all right, mate. Listen, I'd like probably Duff and Alan just to have a little listen to this, what I've got to say.
Yep.
Listen, I've been bet for a long time. On Saturday when I had a bet, on two horses.
Yeah.
Race two was in Brisbane. I've got the looks. And there was another bet later in the day, which I'd done a saver on, which was race nine, Coverston Girl.
Yep.
And what happened is, what I do, I go off times, and apparently just before the race, like I've got the horse running 1.878, and then they changed it to 1.98, which, like I would have taken my bet off. I threw quite a bit of money on that last horse to get out of it on the day, and... apparently the paper, the Telegraph, I think it was, had the wrong time there, and I don't know who else knows.
Yeah. I'll go to Duff here. We discussed this on Thursday night on Formline, Duff, about that wrong time. And
it's cost me a fair bit of money on that bet there, and they mentioned on the TV, because I paid for Foxtel.
Yeah.
And one of the guys on TV says, just before the race, because I had no time to get my bet off.
Sure.
And the race is run, and I that was my bet to get out on. And they've mentioned that to me, before the race.
Yep.
So what I'm asking, I suppose I've done my money, but, it's not good for people putting the wrong times in, and I would like to know, is there any way of me getting better information? Because I do bet fairly big, and I can't afford to have this wrong information coming through.
No, look, I agree. I agree. We can't give... The first thing we've got to do is give the right information to punters.
Or don't give
especially
it.
Especially the data, or don't give it. And I was in the same boat on Wednesday when I was doing the form. I had no idea of this, it was a glaring error, and I thought, well, she's gone out in 46 and been attacked the whole way, so I'm going to be forgiving. And I took the $10 on Wednesday, Traveston Girl. Mm. Look,
then it was Glenn Munsey on Formline alerted us. That was the first I heard of
that
it.
That had been adjusted, and it was a second, one point something seconds or something. Yeah. Look, we've got problems with sectional times in Sydney racing. In Sydney racing, at least, with the free information.
Mm.
So I know New South Wales have got Longines on board to try and rectify that. I think they're going through testing at the moment, and hopefully in time and not too long that we have this fixed, because we've got to have the correct information out there for the punters. If you want to give them the form, you've got to give them the right form.
In saying that, the two horses, regardless, I think, of the clocks, they wouldn't have won anyway.
Agree.
No, that's right.
I've got the looks, couldn't run the trip. And the other horse, Travestan Girls, was just disappointing.
She was. No doubt about it.
Whilst I believe that, you know, I take your point about the times, I don't think at the end of the day that caused any difference in the result.
Mark? Sorry, mate. I mean,
made a difference about Mark having a bet, though, if he bets that.
Yes, yeah,
Vince Arcady provides a good service there, Mark. Do you subscribe to that, or do you get his times? I think he's gone. Yeah. Okay.
Well, Vince has got daily sectionals, and I think it's been well received by most of the people.
Hey, TK.
But the other thing that always gets me is it's okay to inform people about a riding change, but, you know, I mean, most people really don't ever get to hear about that riding change.
Or change of tactics.
Yeah, I meant change of tactic, not a riding change. I meant change of tactic.
Hey, there was a bit of a first at Doomben on Saturday.
Here we go.
The jockey's giving another jockey up.
Oh, I hear.
They weren't happy, were they?
We're talking about Luke Tarrant here.
Yeah. Now, my information was, like, I mean, we've all been to enough stewards' inquiries and interference and, Jockey Smith, what actually happened? Well, you know, it got a little bit tight. Could you see who caused it? No, I couldn't. So, jockeys, by rule of thumb, don't give each other up. But apparently, Bowman and Boss just gave it to him. And
Rawilla.
And Rawilla, and I believe Boss said that if Rawilla didn't help him, he would have been on the deck.
So senior jockeys, yeah.
So you've got those three. Now, he got his 8 meetings, Luke, for on Saturday for interference, and now tomorrow he goes up with a reckless riding charge.
Right.
And it was intimated in the room that it was deliberate. Now, I wasn't there, but I was talking to someone who was in there and said that Alan Reardon was absolutely livid by what he saw, the chairman of stewards. And I've known Alan Reardon a long time. He's a pretty quiet sort of a guy. Now, that hearing will be tomorrow, but he's not going to get any help from any jockey he rode in the race.
Jeez.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. At this stage, he's out to June 8th, and that's a Stradbroke finished. And pending what happens tomorrow, you'd seem to think that he's going to do some time.
More significant time,
yes.
Oh, so, well.
But you don't... But I don't know if jockeys really giving other jockeys up in a room. They might... As much as... It's just a code of law between them, but it went out the window on Saturday with Luke.
You got a personal opinion there, Luke, regarding Luke Duff?
Look, he's still an apprentice. Yeah. He's still learning. He's got loaded with talent.
Yep.
And sometimes you should be listening to these senior jockeys. I think he may have been under a bit of pressure there. It was a big race for him, and he wanted the 1-1, and he was going to get it no matter what, or get across anyway.
Yeah.
But this is the mark of the bloke. Now he's a young fellow that's had a bit of success, and here he is, given the short back and sides by Hugh Bowman, Glenn Boss, and I'm assuming Brad Rawilla, and he knows he's in deep trouble.
Yep.
So guess what? He just comes out the next race, rides like George Moore, wins the size.
Exactly.
So in other words, he's got what it takes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just got to get himself sorted.
The next 6 months is very important for a young man like him, because he's obviously he's the leading apprentice, and I think he's up there with the leading jockeys in Queensland. Yeah. And, I like him as a rider, but I've seen a lot like him that have gone left or right.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, yeah, pardon the pun, so to speak. Yep, good on you, Alan. Let's keep taking calls. We'll go to Paul. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah, just following up, I caught the last bit of the conversation from the gentleman that rang up with the trainer's licences and all that on.
Yeah, Don was saying that you can't be a member of a committee, or certainly the Dubbo committee by the look of it, if you hold if you're a registered person.
Yeah, we've got the same problem in Moree, mate. We've got, we had information come through from Racing New South Wales a few months ago, and we had, last year we had a bookmaker as well, but he's off the committee now.
Yep.
But we've also got a strapper and a trainer.
Right.
Yeah, we've got 11 on our committee, and it's hard to get 11. And and you know, battling out here, you know, we've got a really good race club, and getting numbers to meetings and those hard enough and workers.
Okay, so that's a change. That's a new change you've been notified by.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah. Unless it was existing and they hadn't brought it through. Yeah, you know, they just thought everyone knew about it. I'm not sure.
Or it's sort of been an unwritten rule and they've never enforced it.
Yeah, we're not sure about that, but I think they're just trying to enforce it now.
Yeah.
But it's fine, I can understand in the city you've got numbers to call on, but
that's right.
It's pretty hard.
And what's their reasoning for this, Paul?
I think it'd have to just be a conflict of interest or something, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't really know.
I can see how tough it would be in the country, though, mate, I've got no doubt.
Yeah, when you're battling to get numbers, and it's hard enough, so. Yeah, and also their insight into the game for a committee, I don't know a lot about horses, but I'm a committee, and I love it. Yeah. But their insight as well helps so much.
Yeah.
And that's what we would miss a lot, I think, as well. You know, got a couple of good workers, but we'd miss their insight as well.
Paul, good call, mate. Thanks for that. Yeah. Thanks for helping out. And it sounds like it's something that could be revisited or at least taken under review. They're small communities, and I don't think people are clamouring to get onto race club committees. It's my life's ambition to stay as far away as I possibly can from a committee. Good on you, Paul. Thanks for that. We'll go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you going? Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Dino about money slip in the last at Bendigo yesterday.
Yeah.
So it was very heavily backed, examined by the vet, and then ran like a donkey.
Yep.
Do you know anything about how it pulled up? Or?
I don't, but it was... It's always a touchy one, isn't it, when they're well-back favourites and examined and played up in the barriers. And it didn't show its usual, didn't show its speed, just raced terribly. So
it did race terribly.
Was it in trouble before it went off in the barriers? I don't know, but, yeah, it was disappointing.
Disappointing that it was running. Yeah, so, I mean, David, you didn't hear a stewards report or anything?
I've got the stewards report
here. Money became restless in the starting stall, underwent a vet examination behind the barriers and passed suitable to race, which delayed the start slightly, knuckled after jumping. Rider Brad Willis stated in his opinion there may be something amiss with the gelding's action, and the stewards will follow up the stable in the coming days. So the jockey thought there may have been something amiss with the horse. So it doesn't make you feel good, does it?
So if the jockey thought something amiss, you think the vet might have picked that up?
But he knuckled at the start.
Yeah. So,
he did knuckle. I mean, there's a few contributing factors to why he's gone badly, but, it wasn't ideal.
And he fell amiss. If he would have fell amiss when he trotted him around after the incident, he would have known. It would have been after the race, he might have thought he was amiss. Yeah.
Jeff, I know that's just a terrible way of doing your money, but we had an incident. What was the horse a couple of weeks ago, guys? Red in the barriers.
Hartnell
got both its legs over the front.
In the group one.
And came out and smashed them.
Usually an automatic scratching here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I remember praising the vet on that occasion for saying, no, all clear. And, came out and won. It was Hartnell. Yeah, good. Sorry about that, Jeff. Can't help you there. 9:44 on Punters Postmortem with Alan Thomas, Dean Lester, the Duff. Hi, TK here. If it's winners you want, we've got them covered on Formline. In-depth analysis for Saturday's big races from Ronnie Duffesy, Bernadette Cooper, plus all the market movers with Glenn Munsey. Formline, finding you the winners, Thursday nights at 7:30 on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Sky Sports Radio has racing covered every day. And on Sunday, it starts with Racing Retro.
Get your complete wrap of the week's racing, including all the Brisbane Winter Carnival news and guests. Join host Matthew Browning. Hear from the winners with Brent Sarafa. And get the best reflection and analysis with Ron Duffesy and Richard Friedman.
It's what it's all about. Complete coverage on Racing Retro. Sunday mornings at 9 on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Bloodstock.com.au is Australia's largest online racehorse trading website, allowing you to quickly and easily trade on your former favourites to help fund your next champion. Bloodstock.com.au helps sell horses across all categories, from tried horses and broodmares right through to weanlings, yearlings and even stallions. List your horse today for only $99 and receive inquiries straight away. Head to bloodstock.com.au, the simple way to trade every day.
quality like never before at Australia's number one breeding stock sale at the Gold Coast, featuring the Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale, May 27 to 31. With over 900 lots, the National Broodmare Sale has endless opportunities for buyers across all levels of the market. A quality packed catalogue featuring over 100 stakes-winning fillies and mares, proven producing broodmares and stallion shares. For more information, visit magicmillions.com.au.
On Punter's Postmortem.
The bowler! The bowler's won narrowly!
Let's check out the big runs of the weekend.
There you go. What about that for a bit of production on Punter's Postmortem? A play on. Big wow. runs of the weekend. I don't think I saw a better run than Bohemian Lily, probably. Just absolutely belted the opposition in the Group 2 Doomben Roses.
I think they'll ride her the same way in the Oaks.
Well, I actually thought...
Opposition, though?
I thought he was going too hard, to tell you the truth, Duff. I thought he can ease up here a bit, but he just went to the front and improved your position, so to speak.
Obviously, it was under strict instructions from Gate, because he could have had the 1-1 there, and he said, no, I'm going to push on here and run them ragged. I'm just worried if there was any opposition in that race.
Well, I know we had Ed O'Rourke, the stable manager for Gay on Formline, and you know, on Sky throughout the week, and he was super confident regarding Bohemian Lily, and geez, we saw the confidence on the weekend.
I think they've worked it out. Yeah. That they're going to bet Winks, they've got to run it into the ground.
Yeah.
And I couldn't see Bohemian Lily out sprinting Winks. But I could see Bohemian Lily running Winks into the ground, even though it's 2,200, not 24.
Oh, then Winks will be storming out of the pack, AT.
All right, and I've got a sneaking suspicion. I reckon that's the game plan. They'll take this to the front next week and just, like it did on Saturday, you catch me if you can. I'm going to keep going. If you can keep going faster than me, do your best. Jeez. I think that's what's going
to
happen.
It's hard to do 2 weeks in a row. What about Ballet Suite?
Well, she had the wood on Bohemian Lily last time. She outstayed at the last... I thought the last 50 metres of that race. Mm. She was scratched on Saturday, and she's fresh legs into the race, so you can make a case for her. And
Sabrina?
Sabrina was desperately unlucky there on Saturday. I love her will to win. You've got Ungrateful Ellen, who's had no luck at all in Adelaide. Whether that form shapes up, I don't know. Rustic Melody's ticking along okay, and Zazali, another new horse on the scene. Swift Lady will run well.
Yeah, it will. It's a knockout. It's the knockout.
She's
the stay odds.
Yeah,
yep,
she...
yeah, she'll stay all day. Yeah,
all right, let's get back to calls. Hello, Mary.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Oh, better for hearing from you, Mary.
Oh, well, I just missed out on the quaddy in Queensland.
Was that Duff's fault?
Well, I didn't take Bowden. I took Charlie Boy.
Oh, jeez,
you were
close.
You know how I like my outsiders, Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, but I backed a few winners in Brisbane. I did very well in Brisbane. I always do.
Good.
This well, time of year.
Well, you were the only one that did, Mary, because the top tipster out of all the tipsters was one.
Really? But I didn't hear any race because I was out all day somewhere else at a little 95-year-old lady's birthday party.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and a lot of the people that were there aren't punters.
Mm.
So...
You didn't overindulge in Grandma's cough syrup, did you?
Oh, she's a darling. She really is. She's a beautiful lady. when's the Stradbroke? Is it the long weekend?
2 weeks.
Yep.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway,
Saturday
I'll get off
week.
The phone, and all the best to you all.
Good on you, Mary.
Good on you,
okay,
Mary.
Bye.
Always good to hear from Mary. She has a lot of success.
Good winning machine.
Surprised she missed that quaddy.
Yeah, that's one of the first losses she's had.
What did it pay?
It's only paid
600. No, that was
7,400.
Yeah, 7,400. Jeez, that'd be nice. Hello, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Love the show, mate.
Thank you, Michael.
I've got mainly the Dean. Did he see Awesome Rock on the weekend flash home to third in the Size Produce?
In the three-year-old race, yes.
Oh, sorry,
Yeah,
fantastic run, wasn't it?
Well, it was good to see because he's a very good horse, and he's just been obviously had problems, but it was encouraging to see him do that. And I suppose he goes to the guineas now, AT, the way he went to the line.
Yeah, you'd say so. Yeah.
I've replayed the race about 5 times, and what a ride from Bowman just to stay on its feet. He got knocked and buffeted all over the place, and then he flashed home. I thought it was a fantastic run.
Yep. No, it's good to see because I thought he'd win the guineas.
Is it the Brisbane guineas?
The Queensland guineas, yeah.
Over 16?
Yep.
Straight
perfect. I'll get on him now.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Thank you for your call. Thanks. This comes in on text, and I've been a little bit remiss to get this. Haven't got to enough. Brodie Lloyd, Sabrina, discuss slaughter job, Alan.
Yeah, well, we've all had those days, I suppose. But I guess the good part about, well, there's a good, it didn't have a really tough run, which might help it. And then did it have a hard enough run to get it ready for a mile and a half of the Oaks? So, yeah, it should have won. It should have won. And nice sort of a horse. And you think if it runs up to its form, it'll be competitive.
She was unlucky. I'm sort of going to be going his defence a little bit here. I thought he was going for a run that was there, and it was...
Well, someone got suspended over it, didn't they?
I think there was a warning for Denny Beasley.
A warning. That's right. Correct, yeah, it was.
So if they all would have played by the rules, I reckon she would have got through. We would have been saying, wow, what a ride that was.
Right.
So, look, I'm not going to tar him. Okay. It was disappointing if you backed her, because it was ugly. Mm-hmm. But it was a good run.
So it's one of those races, wasn't it, Duff? Like, when he stayed on the inside, and when you're watching the race, you could see the whole bunch of horses up in front of him, and no one moved.
Yeah, that's right.
But no one went past another one and created a gap. They all basically just stayed in the clump where they were.
And they're all hard under pressure, and she was just bolting. She was just travelling.
I think the other hard luck story of the weekend was Counter-Attack. I mean, there were many, but Counter-Attack out of Brisbane. A couple of quick ones here. Boys, there was a good reason why Duff had a bad day at Doomben. He trod in the horse crap before the races started.
No, that was after the
last. It was a sign. That was after, was it?
That was after the last.
Good morning, boys. I'm a very amateur small-time punter. I like to try and find systems in the form. What does the panel think is the most important factor in picking a winner, i.e. last start, rating, weight, etc.? Cheers, Chris.
Yes. I'm not so much into systems, but...
I know what they say to you in Vegas when you say, I've got a system.
Yeah.
Welcome, come straight in.
Yeah. Would you like a drink?
Yeah. Dino, it's just a combination of everything, is it?
Timing. Just getting the gut feel that the horse is in the right race at the right time and drawn the right... all the things sort of aligning, really. I don't have one element, no.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what they say. He ticks all the boxes.
Yeah.
That's right. But if I had to tick. Yeah. If I had to limit it down, for me, good trainer, good jockey, good alley, I think you're a hope.
Hmm. There's lots of little things to tick off, and I'm with Dino a bit. There's not one thing I glare at.
No.
Probably if we get this time of year when there's a heavy track, recent runs are gold.
Yep. Good on you. We'll come back with our callers. We'll take a short break.
When your multi is going well, sometimes you wish you could just take the money and run. Well, now...
You can eject on your multi with Dad's Cash Out. It's not a decision I take lightly, but when I do, it's an amazing feeling to land...
with that cash in my hand. Eject on your multi with Tab's Cash Out. Available at your local Tab, tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Hi, TK here. If it's winners you want, we've got them covered on Formline. In-depth analysis for Saturday's big races from Ronnie Duffy, Bernadette Cooper, plus all the market movers with Glenn Munsey. Formline, finding you the winners, Thursday nights at 7:30 on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Join Hancock's Racing No. 7 Limited to own and race a team of 6 horses in 4 states for 3 years for just $1,250 and no more to pay. Colts by More Than Ready, Pluck and Street Boss, and fillies by Mossman, Falvalon and Good Journey. Trainers Greg Urell, Robbie Griffiths, Barb Joseph, Leon McDonald, Bjorn Baker and Barry Baldwin. Call Shelley or Rod on 0352749171. See hancocks.com.au. There is a payment plan available. Shares can only be purchased on the form attached to the prospectus.
The Budget Small Business, Harvey Norman. 3 big winners. If you are a small business, then Harvey Norman is your destination. Up to $20,000 per item can be written off immediately. Carpets, electrical, computers, furniture, bedding. This really is a bonanza for small business. And when you spend, the whole of the economy benefits. Win, win, win at Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman, Harvey Norman. Tax rules apply.
Right now at Mercedes-Benz Parramatta, experience exceptional opportunities on C180 and C250 Coupe, with over 60 available for immediate delivery. For mbparramatta.com.au, here's the latest traffic report.
Good morning. Now, Wilberforce Road, Freeman's Reach Road over at Windsor, we've got a gravel spill. This is impacting all directions. Strathfield Centenary Drive approaching Arthur Street. We've got a truck breakdown there northbound in Lane 1. Now, Moorbank Avenue, Church Street, chase traffic conditions there with these ongoing works. And Warringah Freeway past Falcon Street, traffic eased up nicely there just past Falcon Street. No problems to report down towards the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. You're four times more likely to crash when you hold or use a mobile phone while driving, so help keep the road safe for everyone and get your hand off it. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Now on Punter's Postmortem. What are the horses to follow?
There you go. The nay says it all. The horses to follow. And then we'll get to Kurt. Pardon me, choking. Jeez, I think my horse to follow would be Counterattack. Duff, what's your horse to follow?
The Melbourne horse, Master of Arts. He walked in the yard there. He fair dinkum. It was like he were in the middle of a snowstorm. He's that big, hairy coat on him. I reckon if put the clippers over him, give him 2 weeks of that Queensland sunshine on his back, and he'll be a different horse come Derby Day.
That wasn't Glenn Munsey, was it, you were looking at?
No.
Dino, your horse to follow?
One from Flemington. TK ran first up behind Lamosti, a horse called Good Value. Big chance of winning the Winter Championship, which is about 6 weeks away. Okay. But he can win a heat on the way through.
All right, that's that series you have, isn't it? Which is good thinking, I reckon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Alan, do you have one to follow?
I think Elmer's Fury. I know he's an old horse. Mm. You know, when he gets in one of those, you know, eyeliner stakes or those sort of races, when he gets in down in a bit of lesser class, I know the class wasn't all that flash on Saturday, but I think he's not far off a win, and he's going to be odds the day he scores. He's not far away.
Okay, let's go to Kurt. G'day, Kurt.
G'day, boys. How are you all?
G'day, Kurt.
That's the shot. I'll be real quick. Tall Sheep will win the Melbourne Cup. I've never been this confident this far out. I've never even had a horse to pick this far out. I've picked Americane before it came out to Australia and it won, but I feel Tall Sheep is even better than Americane. What do you think, Dino?
Well, he's done everything right so far, Kurt. Long way to go, but he's doing the right things.
And one for Duff, if I can.
Yeah, yes. Kurt.
Duff, did you see Zabillions during the week the other week?
When was that?
Greg Ryan's at a Wyong, I'm pretty sure it was a Thursday.
Yeah,
missed the jump big time, and it won by the length of Oxford Street.
I did see that. It looked a weak race, but you're on fire at the moment, Kurt, so I'll go with you.
No, thanks, Duff. See you, boys.
See you, mate. Good timing. He's a pro, isn't he, Kurt?
He's a pro.
Realise that we're getting up to the 10 o'clock top of the hour. We look forward to it. So it is, I mean, I know there's a 6 days to go. I won't hold you to it. Quick thoughts on the Oaks, Ronnie?
No idea. I want to see. It's very important that Winx draws an alley.
Yep.
It's one race that I've got to put a lot more work into before I sort of have a selection. I can make a case for a lot there.
Dino?
Yeah, it's not a race I'm that keen to bet on until I see the draw.
All right. AT?
I think Bohemian Lily's going to make it a race to watch.
Yeah, it'd be those tactics are going to be fantastic. A tearaway leader and with Winx and maybe Sabrina and a couple of others coming out of the pack. Good on you, Alan. Thanks, Dino, and also Duff. That is Punter's Postmortem. Don't forget, you can always get the latest news and the good mail and the good oil on Formline, 7:30 Thursday nights on Sky Thoroughbred Central. Thanks for your time today. Enjoy the rest of race day.